on Sunrise Sports.
There's really no pressure. I'm just looking forward to swimming at the biggest stage in swimming there is.
A certain Slukie athlete has his eyes on competing at the Olympic Games. We'll tell you how close he is to getting there.
I mean, when you're not in control, you go out and you play your games, and that's what we're going to have to do. We go out and play the way we know we can, and everything will work out from there. We have no control, so we have control of ourselves.
There's just one more weekend left for Slukie softball before the MVC Championships. We get you set for this weekend series with the Braves of Bradley. All of that and much, 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 much more on Sunrise Sports
right now. Good morning and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Sunrise Sports, the show that is always looking for opportunities to score. We have a lot of variety in this week's show. We even give you an in-depth look at the voice of the Slukies, Mike Reese. I'm Robert Chesselson.
And I'm Logan Lee. It's the final week of our Top 5 series, which means this week belongs to the Slukie Seniors. We'll get to them later on. First, though, we'll get you set for a big weekend with the spring sports. We start today with a look at the baseball and softball Slukies. Slukie baseball carried a lead late into yesterday's game at Illinois State, but a few late Redbird runs put them out in front and gave them a 3-2 final score victory. Southern jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning on a Brock Harding RBI. Things remained at 1-0 until the Redbirds' half of the eighth inning. That's when ISU finally jumped on Slukie starter Cody Forsyth, scoring 3 runs and taking a 3-1 lead. In the following half inning, Southern got 1 run back on a Jordan Syvertson long ball, his 10th of the season, but that's all the runs they could muster in the end, going down to start the crucial series. Forsyth was dominant through the first 7 innings, only allowing 1 hit up to that point. He finished the game giving up 3 runs on 5 hits and striking out 4. Syvertson, along with the homer, was the only Slukie batter to finish with at least 2 hits. Southern is still in position to take control of the conference lead. With a win in the remaining 2 games with ISU, the Dogs will pass up Missouri State, who is idle from conference play this weekend. The Dogs and Redbirds will go at it again today from Normal. Cameron Maldonado will get the start for the Slukies. He's 6-1 with an ERA over 6. Murfreesboro native Dylan Craig will start opposite of him for Illinois State. The freshman is 6-2 with an ERA over 5. They'll start at 2 o'clock today. Sunday's Game 3 will be at 1. Also this weekend, the softball Slukies are on the road hoping to move up in the standings. They'll start a series with Bradley today at noon with a doubleheader. SIU trails Illinois State by 2 games for the crucial second-place spot in the Valley. Whoever finishes in second place gets a 2-round bye in next week's conference tournament. The Slukies and Braves start at noon today from Peoria. We now head to the pool where WSIU's Eddie Farrar talked to a potential Olympic swimmer.
It has been a big year for the Southern Illinois University swim team, but it has been an even bigger year for junior swimmer Justin Wolf. Wolf qualified for the Olympic trials in the 100-meter butterfly. To qualify, you need to finish with a time of under 55.29 seconds, and Wolf ended up with a finishing time of 55.01. He is the first Slukie to qualify since Matt Munns did in 2000. I spoke to Wolf about what he thought would be the big difference going into the Olympic trial.
The biggest difference when on the short course pool, I do the 100 fly, which is 4 lengths, and I'm able to utilize each wall and push off and kick and save my arms from getting tired. In the long course pool, it's just down and back, so I only get that twice. So yeah. I'm swimming a lot further, so it requires different types of conditioning. The pool is only set up for long course in the mornings, so I'm doing main workouts in the mornings versus at night. So it's just small adjustments.
Head swimming coach Rick Walker says that it has not been an easy journey for Wolf. He says that the junior had overcome a lot of adversity to be where he is today.
Well, coming off of Justin's freshman year, he had a shoulder injury in which we had to have an operation on that. And a lot of swimmers have lost their edge or lost their way, their momentum. And it's a critical time in college for this to happen to him. But he has fought his way back, stayed mentally strong, and you know, I think his biggest asset has been his hunger to be at the very best. And, you know, he certainly has achieved that.
Wolf is keeping a realistic approach as the Olympic trials come closer and is just going to be happy competing against America's best swimmers.
Well, honestly, I'm not going to feel any pressure because the odds of me making the team are so small compared to, because they take the top two. Michael Phelps is going to finish first and then someone else is going to finish second. So it's a race for second. And the odds of me making it, there are so many guys that are taller than me, bigger than me. There's really no pressure. I'm just looking forward to swimming at the biggest stage in swimming there is.
Coach Walker says he is proud of Wolf and is excited to see how he will fare against the superstars.
You know, Justin's going to be in the pool with the likes of Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, the world's best swimmers. And, you know, they are superstars. You know, so Justin's among them, and we're very proud to have not only Justin reach one of his dreams, but for SIU to be represented there as well.
I'm Eddie Farrar, reporting for Sunrise Sports.
WSIU Radio, your NPR station.
I'm Mamadou Seck of SIU basketball team, and you're listening to Sunrise Sport on WSIU.
In the big society we live in, it takes more than just hard work to get where you want in life. It takes more than just being dedicated and motivated, even if you're already good at what you do. The competition you face in today's world is higher than it's ever been. It really takes someone who has love and passion for what they do in order to be great. When I think of a person who has all of those abilities and is willing to truly push themselves to another level to achieve greatness, I think of Cam Fuller.
Cam just finished his football career as a wide receiver for Southern Illinois and is soon graduating in May with a degree in radio television. In Cam's senior season, he played 11 games, catching 26 passes for 530 yards with two touchdowns. Though only playing one full season for SIU, Cam feels he has what it takes to fulfill his dreams and become an NFL player.
I just want to get a shot somewhere, you know. I'm not really expecting to get drafted or anything. Or I just want to get a, you know, free agent opportunity somewhere. And, you know, once I make the team and I learn the playbook, you know, I can be an athlete, you know what I'm saying? I have a better chance of, you know, entertaining the fans, you know?
As it turned out, Cam didn't get selected in the draft. However, wanting to fulfill his aspirations, Cam knows that he still has a chance of being signed as a free agent.
You know, there's, like, teams only get between, like, you know, most teams usually have between 5 and 7 picks, you know, and those are, like, more priority guys, you know, guys that, you know, they've been scouting for a while, bigger schools, bigger names. And, you know, only 20% of the NFL is made up of, you know, drafted players, and the rest, the 80% is made up of free agents. So, you know, I see that as a possibility, you know. Like, that's how things, you know, everybody's going to get an opportunity, you know. It's just what you do with it.
Cam knows that being a free agent is not the easiest path for becoming an NFL player. However, he still believes that his abilities are just as good as the other top receivers in the draft.
Well, those guys, you know, they went to bigger schools, of course, and they've had stronger training facilities and programs. And, you know, it's just about, you know, that. But athletically, I feel like I'm right up there with those guys. You know, my ball skills are just as good as those guys. They just played on bigger stages in front of more fans. You know, they got more national exposure than I did. So that's the only difference I feel.
Though only playing one full season for the Salukis, Cam did get an opportunity to play on a larger stage in front of a much bigger crowd.
Paul McIntosh's pass completed for a touchdown to number one, Cam Fuller.
I mean, you know, against the show we went to Ole Miss, we played in front of like 65,000 people. And really just a sense of adrenaline and, you know, excitement, man. Like, you know, the bigger the stage, the better you perform, in my opinion. That's how I feel. You know, I get no stage fright, man. You only get one shot at this thing and, you know, make it the most. So I feel like that only adds to my performance.
With Cam being as dedicated as he is, I asked him to tell me what motivates him and who does he do it for.
Well, you know, just my mom. She's always been there for me, and she's done a great number of things for me, just helped me make it. And, you know, my friend Lexi, who passed away in 2008, you know, I've done it for her, you know, mostly. We had this dream together, you know, and without her, I wouldn't be here today, honestly. Say, I wouldn't have the motivation to be do what I do.
Having great motivations is always a good thing to have to succeed at what you do. But Cam knows the road that lies ahead is long in order to play in the NFL.
Getting probably bigger, adding some more weight on, but it has been a long process. I've worked out like 5 days a week, you know, but it really has been a long process, and it's all about, you know, just staying ready for your opportunity, you know, but most definitely my size, just gaining a little bit more weight, bulking up so I can take the blows that, you know, these guys will deliver.
In most cases, reward is given after putting in the hard work. So I asked Cam what would it mean to him if he succeeds and fulfills his dream.
Oh, man, like I said, I can't even describe that feeling because I haven't experienced it yet. But I know just from, like, just a dream standpoint, it would mean everything in the world because, you know, something I've been doing my whole life, so why stop now, you know?
Cam has currently been contacted by 5 teams and is patiently awaiting his opportunity. In the meantime, Cam leaves us all with a very important message.
My message to everybody would be just, you know, all of the doubters and naysayers you're going to face in your life, you know, they're gonna always be there. And you can use them as motivation or you can, you know, you can listen to them. But, you know, never listen to anybody that's not fulfilling their own dreams, because if somebody's out there trying to fulfill their own dreams, they don't have time to hate. So, you know, don't really listen to the haters or people who said, the naysayers who said you can't do this or this is a crazy dream to have, because they're not doing what they're doing. They're busy hating, you know. So just always have faith in yourself, man, and never doubt yourself.
With WSIU Radio, I'm Vinny Catino.
Coming up next here on Sunrise Sports, we're going to take a look behind the scenes of one of the greatest broadcasters of our generation. WSIU's Tim Harkovich gives us a look at the voice of the Salukis, Mike Reese.
When you think about Saluki sports, many things come to mind. The rich history of the basketball program.
Frazier out of the backcourt, and Walt looking very cool.
But one thing stands out that has been a staple for Saluki sports for 30-plus years, and that's the voice of the Salukis, Mike Reese. Mike Reese has been the radio voice for the Southern Illinois Salukis for over 30 years and has loved every second of it. His love for being a sports broadcaster started at a young age and only continued to grow.
Absolutely, it's all I've ever wanted to do. From the moment I started going to Major League games in Cleveland, where I grew up in the late 1960s, I would go to the game and I'd look to the press box from the stands and see guys announcing the game on radio, and I'd say, you know what, I'd like to do that.
Reese didn't waste any time after graduating and starting his career in the broadcasting field.
Graduated on a Saturday in May and started full-time at WCIL Radio the following Monday.
He has an amazing skill set and is respected by many in the Saluki community.
I think he's probably the only, as of right now, the most entertaining person in all of SIU athletics, just to hear and the knowledge and passion that he brings every day, even with how the program has been lately. He still keeps people interested in the game, and honestly, as a broadcaster, that's what you need to do, and being able to do it for so many years, it really makes him kind of like an institution. I think out of anyone out of SIU that deserves a statue, aside from the founder of the university, it's probably going to be Mike Reese.
Mike Reese has been doing Saluki sports games for a very long time, and he has always loved what he has done.
And things have kind of evolved, and I've gone from being more of a reporter. I was a reporter at the start. I became a reporter, play-by-play guy. Now I'm strictly a play-by-play guy.
You know he is doing a good job when you have been going as long as Mike Reese has.
78, 79 was the first year, and we're talking here in 2012, so it's 32 years I've done the play-by-play, Tim. 33 years total.
In order to have a job for that long, you have to love what you do. And Mike Reese does it, and it shows in his broadcasting ability.
Best thing about it is the people. You know, when I think back now, people like to say, well, what games, what are the biggest moments, all that stuff. In the end, what you remember are the people that you like and you don't like, or the moments that were tough situations, the moments that were easy situations, the moments that were fun situations, the moments that involved people as opposed to shots that won games. And there are plenty of things that I remember along those lines. You know, but I remember a Mike Glenn at the start. I remember when Ray Dempsey was the football coach here, and I was a smart aleck 22-year-old. who thought he had all the answers and clearly didn't. And Paul Lambert, who was the coach in the late 70s. And it's the people that helped kind of mold what kind of broadcaster I've become. And later, Bruce Weber and Jerry Killer, people that stand out.
And the people are why he still has a job after this long. His love and passion for the games that he broadcasts and the Salukis is what really stands out when you listen to Mike Reese. Mike Reese has a unique style that has served him well over the years, even though he thinks his style wouldn't be the best in trying to get a job in today's market.
Proud of this is because I'm not sure Mike Reese gets hired now with his style. Because one of the things I've prided myself on is, you know, I take the approach of being a reporter. I want to tell people the truth. I don't use the word we on the air. Sometimes I use it off the air. My personal creed, Tim, is I want people to know when they listen to a game, Reese wants Southern to win. But he's telling us the truth. When Southern sucks, I feel like I say it, but I hope I don't belabor it. And when Southern's good, I say Southern's good, but I don't make them out to be the number one team in the country. Don't make them out to be Kentucky in basketball.
What does the future hold for Mike Reese when it comes to Saluki sports?
As long as I want to do it, you know, and as long as, you know, I have to do it financially, those are going to be the two keys. And I still have to do it financially.
Reese knows when his time will come, and he doesn't want to be that guy.
At the same time, I don't want to be the guy that everybody's mumbling behind his back. You know, he keeps calling so-and-so Smith, and his name is Jones. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that guy who everybody says, geez, it's just about time.
Mike Reese could be considered a living legend when it comes to Saluki sports. He has been in the business for over 30 years. When you think of Saluki sports, one of the first things that comes to mind is the voice of Mike Reese, hopefully calling a Saluki victory.
I'm Tim Harkovich for WSIU News.
It's time for another break here on Sunrise Sports. Stay right here. You're listening to WSIU Radio, your NPR station.
This is women's basketball coach Missy Tiber. You're listening to Sunrise Sports on WSIU Radio.
Southern Illinois University announced on March 2nd that Chris Lowry will not return as the head coach of the men's basketball team. Lowry compiled a 145-116 record in his 8 seasons at SIU, but the program slipped to a 49-75 mark in his last 4 seasons. The men's basketball team produced an 8-23 record this year, finishing with 7 straight losses, setting a school record for the most losses in a season. I spoke with SIU students on campus, and some say that they knew the termination was coming.
2 years ago, we had some top recruits, and now they're gone from the team, you know, transferred to other schools. And you have to look at the performance of the team over the last couple of years. They haven't been doing that great. And then you have to look at attendance when you go to the basketball games, when it's kind of empty some days. And, you know, if we're having something special in the arena, then the arena is packed out. So those are all factors that actually warrants Chris Lowry being terminated.
Students also say that Lowry being fired will open up a door for the players.
I actually feel like it will probably open up the players' games. It will probably bring a different offense to the school, and people will be able to excel. Because a lot of times they recruit JUCO All-Americans, and they do not let them play the way they should, and they don't allow people who were scores in high school to play. I feel like Lowry leaving could possibly open up people scoring, rebound, everything else, really.
I'm happy as a basketball fan because the level of the play of the team over the past couple of years has been poor at best, so it obviously can't do anything but go up from here, so I'm looking forward to what the new coach will bring to the table.
I think it's a good thing that he's gone because we need to start winning and turning SIU athletics around. Past few years haven't been that great, and they got a lot of good players, and there's no reason for losing.
The director of athletics at SIU, Mario Mocha, is thankful for Lowry's service to the university, saying that he is a Saluki to the core. Mocha also feels that the team has reached a point where he felt that it was in everyone's best interest to make a change. Although Chris Lowry will not return as the Southern men's head basketball coach, he still has 2 years remaining on the 7-year contract that he signed following the 2007 season.
We love that basketball.
As a result of Lowry's termination, SIU basketball recruits Travis Wilkins and Bobo Drummond have been granted a release from their scholarships. Dantil Daniels and Trek Seti were denied until they finished their semester obligations. New head coach Barry Henson plans to add 4 new players to the team, pending the releases of Daniels and Seti. This is Danielle D'Arsenal reporting from SIU Student Center for WSIU News.
We have one last thing to do here on Sunrise Sports. That's give you our top 5 Saluki seniors from the 2011-2012 school year. It's been quite a year here in Carbondale. A lot of highs and a lot of lows. But one thing has been pretty consistent throughout all of the athletic seasons. The senior class. We had a lot of seniors on our ballot and 12 of them received votes from our panel of voters. But the top 5 weren't hard to pick out in the end. So, without any further ado, these are our top 5 Saluki seniors from the 2011-2012 year.
5.
J.C. Lambert of the track and field team has had a wild year with the Salukis. During the winter indoor season, Lambert captured many titles in both the shot put and the hammer throw. But none of them were probably as rewarding as his trip to the national championships. On February 29th, Lambert's hometown of Harrisburg was hit with a deathly tornado that destroyed many parts of the town and took half a dozen lives in the process. Lambert spent a lot of that time back at home during the coming weeks helping put the town back together. But he needed to return to business because just 10 days later, he was competing in the NCAA championships in Boise, Idaho. While there, Lambert received national runner-up in the hammer throw, missing out on the national title by just a mere inches. In his 4 seasons at SIU, Lambert is a 4-time NCAA All-American and a 6-time Missouri Valley champion.
4.
Next, we hit the hardwood because our number 4 top senior athlete comes to us from the Saluki men's basketball team. Mamadou Sek only spent 2 years playing for the Maroon and White, but in his short stint, he did not disappoint. This season, Sek was the only Saluki to average double digits numbers in scoring. The utility player averaged over 13 points per contest while starting in all 31 games. The Senegal native did not just lead the team in scoring, though. He also led the Salukis in rebounds and assists as well, making him only the 2nd player in school history to lead the team in points, rebounds, and assists since Darren Brooks did it in 2004 and 2005. Sek was named as an honorable mention to the Missouri Valley All-Conference team.
3.
For our number 3 senior, we take you to Saluki Stadium to meet up with the football Salukis. It's not all that common to see an offensive lineman receive as much publicity on and off the football field. Brian Bomer may be an exception. The St. Louis native came into his final season for the Salukis already with a handful of accolades to boast, but that collection grew immensely over the last season. Bomer anchored the Saluki offensive line for the last 3 seasons. Coming into his senior year, he was a first-team all-conference selection, as well as being named to multiple preseason All-America teams. He capped off all of that, though, in this year, when Bomer was the recipient of the FCS's Remington Award, given to the best center in all of the FCS. He was also named to many All-America teams by the end of the season as well. Bomer will not be an easy piece to replace on Coach Dale Lennon's offensive line for seasons to come.
2.
Our number 2 senior athlete comes from the Saluki softball diamond with Mallory Duran Sellers. This season, Duran Sellers leads the Diamond Dogs with a .368 batting average and has an on-base percentage over .500. She has started in every game this season as well. The Windsor, Colorado native is a 2011 Academic All-American, a Louisville Slugger Mid-East All-Region First Team honoree, and a 2-time All-MVC and MVC Scholar Athlete selection as well. She has also been honored as a candidate for the Lowe Senior Class Award. The award is given to the athletes who both exceed on and off the field.
1.
For our top Saluki senior of 2012, we catch back up with the throwers on the track and field team. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that Geneva McCall is the Sunrise Sports top senior. She, at this point, owns just about every record that she can and still has plenty more things to accomplish. During the indoor season, McCall received first or second place in all 14 events she participated in, most of which were first place finishes, and among them she swept the shot put and the weight throw at the MBC Championships. McCall went on to compete at the NCAA Indoor Nationals in Boise and didn't disappoint there either. She won the weight throw national title with a throw that was 5 feet better than the national runner-up. This was McCall's second national title after winning the discus throw in 2010. Later at the NCAAs, McCall came in second place in the shot put, coming up just 4 feet short of the national title, but still managed to record a personal best. This spring, McCall hasn't looked down at all. She's won nearly every event she's participated in up to this point and has been a four-time recipient of the MBC Field Athlete of the Week honor, and altogether a 10-time All-American. Geneva McCall is not only the top senior Saluki from the 2011-2012 year, we're going to go ahead and name her the top Saluki athlete for the year as well. Quite an honor to be received for such a deserving student athlete.
There you have it, the top five Saluki seniors from the year. It's quite a list, and to be mentioned among some of those names would be a tremendous honor. As we said earlier, though, there were a few more athletes that received some votes. Justin Bocott from the men's basketball team, Cam Fuller, Mike McElroy, and David Pickard from football, Kristen Geppert from women's swimming, Haley Gorman from the softball Salukis, and Malaya Kalov of the track and field team. We also want to take a second to thank the members of our panel that helped us select the top five from each of the classes. Sam Donitz of WIDB.net, Tyler Wooten of Saluki Media Services, plus Curtis Sheehan, Danny Valle, and Matt Vanderbilt.
Well, that about does it for us here on Sunrise Sports this morning. But as always, before we go, we have a few people we need to thank. We need to make sure we thank Danielle D'Arsino, Tim Harkovich, Eddie Farrar, Vinny Catino, Sam Vaughn, Michael Roberts, Danny Valle, Curtis Sheehan, Brad Palmer, Jennifer Friller, Jeff Williams, and the entire WSIU radio staff. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to send us an email. We're at sunrisesports@wsiu.org. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. You can hear this edition and all of our other shows. They're on our website, wsiunews.org. From there, scroll to Programs and click on Sunrise Sports. We'll be back in 1 week from today with our final installment of Sunrise Sports for the 2011-2012 school year. We'll look back at the highs and lows of all the seasons. So for Curtis Sheehan, Danny Valle, and everyone else here at WSIU Radio, especially my co-host, Rob Jesselson, I'm Logan Lee saying enjoy your weekend
and enjoy the games.